Tonight on the Showtime cable network, musician Chris Isaak stars in a new weekly TV series that bears his name. But the Chris Isaak Show isn't a variety show. It's a comedy, with occasional music and with Isaak and his band basically playing themselves. TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
World was on fire, no one could save me but you. Strange what desire will make foolish people do. I never dreamed that I'd meet somebody like you. And I never dreamed that I'd lose somebody like you. No, I don't want to fall in love.
If Chris Isaak had come to television in a standard variety show, that would be daring enough. Variety, after all, is one of the deadest genres on TV now that the quiz show is back. But Isaak, clearly a fan of what Gary Shandling did on HBO with The Larry Sanders Show, has popped up on Showtime with a series taking a somewhat satirical look at the life of a second-tier pop star, a pop star named Chris Isaak. The show is Isaac's idea, fleshed out with help from writer-producers Diane Frolov and Andrew Schneider. They're from Northern Exposure, and the Chris Isaak Show has that same wonderful, goofy quality. Three members of Isaac's real band are mixed with fictional characters who portray his keyboard player and his management staff. Meanwhile, real-life celebrities and musicians guest star each week, playing comically exaggerated versions of themselves. Tonight, it's actress Bai Ling, a former girlfriend of Isaac's, in real life and on the show, who shows an unexpectedly wild comic side. In the coming weeks, it's people like Joe Walsh and Minnie Driver. And in tonight's pilot, there's a special appearance by Chris Isaak's mother, a therapist, playing Chris Isaak's mother, a therapist. He's calling her because he's freaked out by a woman on his video shoot. By day, she's a prim and proper production assistant. At night, she performs sexy strip teases at her hotel window, which Chris can see, but which she denies the next morning. The phone conversation plays well enough on its own, but even better if you know it's his real mother and that it's based on an actual incident that once happened to him on the road.
It sounds to me, honey, like you're very interested in this young woman.
Mom, this is not about me, okay? What makes a person act like that?
Well, it's pretty straightforward to me.
Straightforward?
Yes, don't you think so?
No, but then I'm not a drummer.
Maybe you wouldn't find this woman's behavior so puzzling if you had a better understanding of your own libidinal drives, your own...
masturbation fantasies.
Mom, hey, let's not talk about me, okay?
You know, sweetheart,
the two of you are very much alike.
What do you mean that she and I are alike?
Well, she sublimates her sexual impulses by dancing in front of a window. You sublimate yours dancing in front of an audience.
Ouch, Mom. Come out swinging, don't you?
You know, you're not aware of the sexual overtones of what you do for a living.
Well, my battery's going dead. Can we talk about her?
Chris,
it's always easier to focus on the other person
instead of dealing with our own issues.
The overall formula of the Chris Isaak Show isn't that daring. Following a star at work and at home, and throwing in celebrities who play themselves, is the same basic blueprint of such 50-year-old TV classics as the Jack Benny program and I Love Lucy. But like the Larry Sanders Show, the Chris Isaak Show takes advantage of the freedom of cable and has its own terrific in-house band to boot. The secret weapon in Isaac's show is Jed Reese, who plays the fictional role of keyboard player Anson. He's the bad boy of the group, sort of like an even less mature version of Jack Nicholson's character in Five Easy Pieces. Yet he's a very funny character and has a lot of heart. So does a naked woman named Mona, played by Bobby Jo Moore, whose role is too complicated to explain here. The shorthand, I guess, would be a nude conscience, Hugh Hefner's version of Jiminy Cricket. But like this entire show, you almost have to see it to believe it. And I strongly suggest you do.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.